Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook and bottle washer, now travel advisor for S3 Productions. Tonight is August the 7th. It's Tuesday, and I'm sitting out here on the back patio of a B&B in Hyannis, Massachusetts, or maybe Barnes Table, Massachusetts. I'm not sure exactly which one I'm in. Anyway, and tonight we just tell a little story, just a couple little stories, if you might. We left California July 28th, flew into Knoxville, Tennessee. The whole purpose of this adventure was to go track down some of my wife's long-lost family genealogy. And so this actually story starts way back when. But for the purpose of this, we'll talk a little bit more recent times. Looking at my laptop here, nice, quiet, cool evening. I got my son and three grandsons and my son's wife here and my wife, and they're all in the house, and I'm sitting out here in this back patio just enjoying the view. All right. Going back, 20-some-odd years, late 90s, all three of my boys were in Boy Scouts. All three of my sons made Eagle Scout, and there was a place called Smoky Mountain Knife Works. You're thinking, yeah, so what? What's that got to do with anything? Well, Smoky Mountain Knife Works is in Sevierville, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, in Tennessee, which happens to be next to Pigeon Forge in Tennessee, which so happens to be next to Dollywood in Tennessee. To which you're all thinking, yeah, that's nice. You going to come join me, Brandon? Yeah. All right. Okay, we have a special guest star here. Say hi, Ryan.
Hi, people around the world.
All right. There's my grandson, Ryan, joining us today. So, back 20-some-odd years ago, when all three of my sons, including Ryan's daddy, made Eagle Scout, I ordered his Eagle Scout knives from Smoky Mountain Knife Works, Sevierville, Tennessee. Of course, a big part of Boy Scouts happens to be Lodge cast iron cookware for Dutch ovens. Well, make a long story short, after we left Harriman, Tennessee, my wife decided she wanted to go to Dollywood. You ever heard of Dollywood, Brian?
No.
Dollywood is a theme park created by Dolly Parton. You ever heard of Dolly Parton?
No.
All right. Dolly Parton's a big country western music star. All right. So anyway, in order to get to Dollywood, you have to take the I-81 north, and you get off in whatever off-ramp you get off to. And you take the road into Sevierville and Pigeon Forge. Guess what you drive by?
Connecticut.
Nah, Connecticut's way north, all right? Okay. We stopped at Smoky Mountain Knife Works, which is probably the world's largest store of knives in the world. It's really a neat place. I'll have to take you there someday, Brian. Ryan. And who would have ever thought 20 years I would actually find the place that I buy knives from? Of course, I had no money, no time, too many choices, not enough time, and probably couldn't buy most of those knives and brought them back to California anyway. But that's another story. Now, Lodge Cookware, you ever heard of Lodge Cookware?
No.
All right. I'm going way back before Ryan's time. We used to cook in Dutch ovens. Somebody have to tell your dad about Dutch ovens, right? Well, we found the Lodge Cast Iron Cookware Company factory store in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You ever heard of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
No.
Well, between Sevierville and Pigeon Forge, it's like Las Vegas, Disneyland, and probably Knott's Berry Farm all rolled into one. So we ordered some. We stopped at the Lodge Cast Iron store because my wife said she wanted a couple of smaller frying pans. Well, we were smart, so we bought what we wanted and had them ship it home. The point of the story is, who would have ever thought 20 years after the fact we would actually go back and find these places? All right. So, skipping ahead. Actually, we're going to go back in time a little bit. Back when I was in the Navy, I stopped in Korea at least twice on active duty, going to somewhere and from somewhere. I just finished reading a book called Under Fire by W.E.B. Griffin about the Korean War. My last duty station in the Navy Reserves was Commander Naval Forces Korea. Ryan's looking at me like, yeah, so what? What did we do today, Ryan?
Go places?
Yeah, where'd we go? Okay, hold the mic back just a little bit. There you go. Where'd we go?
Places to eat.
Okay, places to eat. Where's some, right? Where'd we go? Went to the ocean?
Yes.
Did you get to swim in the ocean?
No.
You're not very far, did you? I think you splashed around a little bit, and that was about it. Yeah. Anyway, Korea has always been kind of an interesting place, and having been there, read the books about the Korean War, we went down to this, you know where we went? So where we parked at?
Not really.
Okay. We parked at a place in Hyannis, Massachusetts called Veterans Memorial Park. Do you know your daddy's a veteran?
No.
Your daddy's a U.S. Navy veteran. You know what I am?
No.
I'm a veteran. So, we parked there because it had beach access, and I figured what a neat place to go was the Veterans Memorial Park. You know what I asked you to go to the flagpole with me? You ran off to go find your mom and I had to go look for you? He's looking at me like, what are you talking about? Anyway, I went to that flagpole. You know what was there?
The American flag.
Yeah, you know what the flag was? It was the Korean War Memorial.
Oh.
In Hyannis, Massachusetts. So I had to take... there was nobody there but me, so I had nobody to fly my flag. So I had to put my flag in a bag and take pictures of it to prove that it was there.
Oh.
Point I'm trying to make is, it's amazing how just out of the clear blue sky, the only memorial at the Veterans Memorial Park was the Korean War Memorial. I've been to Korea. I don't think your daddy has, though. Anyway, just kind of an interesting way to see how in all these podcasting and things I've done, things just sort of twist and turn and move around. Anyway, you got to put your feet in the Atlantic Ocean, didn't you? Say yes. Yes, I did, right?
Yep, I did.
You did. All right. Where else did you go? Push the mic back just a little bit. All right. Where else did you go?
To lunch.
I went to lunch. We had lunch here.
Yeah.
All right.
Then we had dinner.
And we had dinner, and you went with your mom and dad. Where did you go?
Store.
Store. Where else did you go?
Trader Joe's.
Went to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's there, right? So what do you think of your vacation so far? What do you think of your vacation so far?
A house.
Yeah, we're staying in a house. Look around. What do you see around you here?
Our house.
No, it's not our house. We're just renting it, right? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Go home?
No, we're going to go home Thursday, right? Today is Tuesday.
Oh.
Oh. What do you want to do tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow? Don't know yet?
Yeah.
Any question? Anything you want to tell the world and your world travelers now? You've been to Massachusetts before? See, you don't know it, but you've been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been to Texas, and California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Nevada, right?
Yeah.
You've been all kinds of places, haven't you?
Even here.
Even here. There you go. All right. So, Brandon, you want to say anything? Come here.
Connecticut.
You're from Connecticut.
California.
California.
And New York. York.
You been to New York?
I have.
When did you guys go to New York?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago you were in New York?
I think so.
I have to ask your dad. All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick little in the interrelated world of karma, just how things from the past interact with the future. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer, and I'm just sitting out here on this quiet patio enjoying the cool air. Been a hot day today. Finally kicked off the bucket list. I finally put my feet in the water in the Atlantic Ocean, and I come to realize that water's cool. With that in mind, if you have any questions, comments, and suggestions, you can always reach me at kurthahn74@yahoo.com. Reach me at facebook.com/S3Productions, or you can reach me at Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/S3Production, or blogtalkradio/S3Production, or Tech Storyteller. With that, y'all have a great day. Thank you much. Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, world.
And that was Ryan, future podcaster of America. All right. With that, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye.